You're listening to episode 335 of Women Worldwide. There are tough discussions going on. Are you shutting them down or are you handling them with care? I share my approach, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, and for showing up. We appreciate you. Well, I am flying solo today. And the topic is handling those tough discussions. They are all around us, whether it's in the workplace or on social media or at the dinner table. It could be political conversations, conversations around the pandemic to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, racial injustice, the lack of gender parity in the workplace. Maybe it's biases in the workplace. Whatever it is, these discussions are going on. And I'm going to give you five tips in order to approach them and handle them with care and respect. So the first tip is when you know you're entering into what I'll call, maybe it could be an uncomfortable zone, you want to check your ego at the door. You want to go into this zone so that it's the non-judgment zone and be able to step back and not be so quick to share what's on your mind or what you think or what your position is. And keep that no judgment hat on so that you can actually, next tip, observe. Observe how somebody is sharing information. And remember, when people share information, it comes from their beliefs, what their opinions that may be formed over years. We all have confirmation bias, and we look for stats, we look for influencers, we look for sources that validate how we feel and what we think is in fact correct. So as you are just observing, and that means you have two eyes and one mouth for a reason, you're talking less, you can see where they're coming from. Read the verbal and the nonverbal cues, the level of if they're frustrated or if they're upset or maybe they feel on the attack, so that you don't perpetuate those feelings. You actually want to calm them down and make it easier so that they can relax. And perhaps you adjust your tone or you adjust your body language if you're in person, so that you can just observe and let them continue. This way, you can get to a place of them sharing and feeling a little more comfortable. And if you can validate what they're sharing from the place of, I hear what you're sharing and I understand, I could see how you have formed that particular opinion or why you believe this is so, it's a lot easier to share after that, or to ask more questions. This point of validation is not a point of agreement. You don't have to 100% agree, but if you can validate how somebody feels, you will not shut the conversation down. And that's a pivotal moment. If you can get to validate, you can get to a place of being able to effectively communicate. Now you're in a safer place. And they're a little more trusting because perhaps you've mirrored back a little bit of what they're saying so that they know that you understand their position. When you effectively communicate, it opens the doors to perhaps more questions and finding out how they've come up with their stance, their opinion, more of where they're coming from. And if you can get to that point, the last tip is to just keep listening and listen some more and then share. But it's a lot more listening because you're making somebody feel that they're in a trusted space, that you have care because you've listened and you've actively listened, and you respect the place that they are coming from. So those are five tips, very simple. Take your judgment away, put your no judgment hat on, observe, validate, effectively communicate, and then listen. Five tips. I hope they help you as you're out there on social media, as you're in your companies, and tough topics are coming up. You won't feel like you have to retreat into a corner. You won't feel like you have to shut a conversation down. In fact, if you can take those five tips and run with them, you'll have more conversations that are open and caring, and you will get to a place of better relationships and better communication in the long term. So thank you. Thank you for tuning into this episode. You know where to find me. I am on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn and we can dive even deeper into these conversations. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.